Penguin Audio presents Return to the Hundred Acre Wood, in which Winnie the Pooh enjoys further adventures with Christopher Robin and his friends, as told by David Benedictus, in the spirit of the original stories by A.A. Milne, read by Jim Dale. Dedication. You gave us Christopher Robin and Pooh, and a forest of shadows and streams, and the whole world smiled with you as you offered us your dreams. I took up the offer, and page upon page, and line upon fanciful line, I tried to show, in a different age, your dreams are mine. Exposition. Pooh and Piglet, Christopher Robin and Eeyore, were last seen in the forest. Oh, can it really be 80 years ago? But dreams have a logic of their own, and it is as if the 80 years have passed in a day. Looking over my shoulder, Pooh says,
80 is a good number, really, but it could just as well be 80 weeks, or days, or minutes, as years.
And I say, let's call it 80 seconds, and then it'll be as though no time has passed at all. Piglet says,
I tried to count to 80 once, but when I got to 37, the numbers started jumping out at me and turning cartwheels, especially the sixes and nines.
They do that when you're least expecting it, says Pooh.
But are you really going to write us new adventures? Christopher Robin asks. Because we rather like the old ones.
I didn't like the ones with the heffalumps in them, adds Piglet, shuddering.
And can they end with a little smackerel of something?
Asks Pooh, who may have put on a few ounces in 80 years.
He'll get it wrong, says Eeyore. See if he doesn't. What does he know about donkeys?
Of course, Eeyore is right, because I don't know. I can only guess. But guessing can be fun, too. And if occasionally I think I have guessed right, I shall reward myself with a chocolate biscuit. One of those with chocolate on one side only, so you don't get sticky fingers and leave marks on the paper. And if sometimes I am afraid that I have guessed wrong, I shall just have to go without.
We'll know, says Christopher Robin. We'll help you get it right if we can.
And Pooh and Piglet smile and nod their heads. But Eeyore says,
not that you're likely to. Nobody ever does.
David Benedictus.